Adesso va, adesso.
Ma che non c'è? Prego.
Io ho risalto due cani da mattino. Se ancora a me andrà in parte di salmon, have a tour.
I come from the, I'm sorry. I come from the International Labour Organization, which is an organization in the United Nations family. It's the second organization after the United Nations itself, and it's interested in every form of labour, every form of activity connected with labour, and the protection of the worker, the welfare of the worker. In many respects, of course, our preoccupations now overlap with yours in certain respects of the activities of man in general and his protection and well-being.
So, according to our Vedic conception, the labor class is supposed to be the fourth class. First class man, intelligent, very intelligent, learned. All intelligent ones who can understand up to God. To understand God requires great intelligence. So, first intelligent class of man, up to their God, Brahmana. The next intelligent class of man, those who give protection to the society, Kshatriya, and the third class, those who produce food and distribute, their third class, and other, all others, their fourth class.
My organization is in fact concerned with the well-being of all four classes. It's not only with the laboring man, it's also primarily with the producers, but also with the managers, leaders, and to a certain extent also with the protected classes, in that we're interested in the well-being of teachers, hospital personnel, doctors, nurses, that kind of social security workers, that kind of person. We're interested in the intelligentsia in that they are professional workers, often independent, whose professional rights and obligations need to be safeguarded and codified. Laid down in the form of international labor standards, one of our activities, not perhaps now the most important, but one of the first.
No, my point is that because one is fourth class, therefore they are not interested in that. It is not my point. My point is that there are four classes of men. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. Yes, our point of view, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for taking care of all classes of people. Although, by natural division, there are four classes of men, first class, second class, third class, fourth class. But, the example generally given is that in your body, there are four divisions. The head division, the arm division, the belly division, and the leg division. But all of them meant for keeping the body fit.
Yes.
And body is meant for giving supply to everyone. But if you comparatively make division, the head comes to first division. The arm comes to the second division, the belly comes to third division, and the leg comes to fourth. So we should organize in such a way that all the classes are met in the society. Be happy. Not that we simply take care of the health. The same example. In your body, it is not your business. Just simply take care of the head or the leg. No, all the divisions of your body. You take it. That is healthy body. When your brain is working nicely, when your arms are working nicely, your abdomen is working nicely and legs are working nicely, then you are fit. If you simply take care of the legs, not of the brain, that is not a good healthy body.
Yeah. I think
so. That let me finish. So United Nations is taking care of the fourth class department of the society. Of what? They are taking care of the first class department. That is my question.
You're asking, what are they doing to care for that first division?
They are at the present moment in the society, there is very, very little care for the first class, intellectual class of men.
The International Labour Organization has as one of its major aims to promote social justice. And that means that every class of worker, if you like, except the four categories that you mentioned, the intellectual, the productive, the protective, and the laboring classes, should each have their proper place in society, should each have a full measure of human dignity, and should each have a proper share in the rewards for labor,
yes.
Both purely material rewards, and honors and dignity and leisure and time for free times and meditation and so on. In the International Labour Organization, we are not, like UNESCO, devoted to the more philosophical and cultural and educational aspects for the intelligentsia. But I would draw your attention to the fact that UNESCO is very much concerned with looking after the head part of society.
That is my request.
Well, that's UNESCO. That I can't answer upon very fully. But I would suggest that they are, in that way, UNESCO, United Nations through UNESCO, is very active in promoting culture and in stimulating philosophical thought. We, on our side, are more concerned with the place of the worker in society. And our organization is conceived on a peculiar model, which we call the tripartite system. The members of our organization are states, not governments, but states. And each state is represented in our conference by two government delegates, one delegate of the employers and one delegate of the workers. And so the decisions that are reached, the same pattern goes down through the other organs of the organization. But the decisions that are reached in the International Labour Organization are thus not decisions which are only those of the government or governing classes, they are decisions which represent a very broad consensus of agreement between both the employer and the workers as well as governments. And to that extent, we do hope to find agreed solutions that have a very wide basis of ratification after they are agreed upon by these three different elements of society represented in our International Labour Conference and in the other organs of the International Labour Organization, we endeavour to get the decisions ratified by national governments. In other words, the people who are here go back to their countries and try and get the decisions ratified, so that a measure of uniformity in social justice and in the treatment of labour and in the protection of labour and in social security and in occupational safety and health and all of these things which are bound up with work and also payments to professional workers such as architects, nurses, doctors, people who work on a quite independent basis without being employed, not necessarily employees, veterinarians and so on, the conditions of employment
according to basic conception. The high class are men, first class, second class, third class, they never to be employed. They remain free. Only the fourth class men, they are employed.
Well, the third class would be what kind of
yes,
typical work husband.
Well, third class men means making provision for the society. For eating. That means, it is stated, Krishi Gorosha Bhanijam. Krishi means agriculture.
Yes.
And Gorosha means cow production. Yes. And Bhanijam means trade. That means, the third class man, they will give protection to the cows, produce enough food grain, and if there is a threat, then it can be traded. So this is the business of the third class man.
That would cover businessmen and tradesmen,
yes,
and farmers.
Yes.
Yes. The International Labour Organization.
Farmers mean nowadays especially in the Western countries, I see. The farmer means they are raising cows for being killed. There is no cow protection.
That may well be the case. Because it's not by any means certain.
I've seen in England, I've seen in America, they simply raise the cows for being killed in future. You see?
Yes.
But the duty of the agriculturists, they should give very, very protection to the cows, especially.
The same applies to bulls and bullocks and my animals generally.
No, bullock also. Cow means bullock also.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And cow is feminine, bullock is the masculine.
So they don't, so it's the whole. The whole bovine race was protected, and not just the cows themselves, not just the female cows.
Both male and female.
Yes.
The bullocks are used for so many other purposes. They can kill the fields.
Yes.
They can be used
for
transportation.
Yes.
So many other purposes. Even we are spreading Krishna consciousness. During Krishna's time, Krishna was born of a very well-to-do palace. But for that time, the bullocks were engaged for transportation from one village to another, or for carrying jewels. Actually,
the United Nations should now think how the whole human society can live peacefully for a purpose of life, not whimsically, without any purpose. Now, anywhere, we are fishing, we are going everywhere. If I ask any gentleman, any philosopher, any scientist, if I ask him, so what is the purpose of life, he cannot explain. That means there is a lack of intelligence or something. Nobody knows what is the purpose of life.
Well, I think that the National Labour Organization is devoted to the reduction of inequalities between the different classes of men, with a view to giving them all a better share of the good things of life, and by that to enable them to reach a greater degree of human happiness.
Yes.
As they understand it, as the people themselves understand it. It may be that they don't understand it right.
Nature's way is not better share, but equal share. It's like when you take food stuff, put it in the stomach, and when it is eaten, digested, and transformed into different secretion, and comes to the heart, become blood, and there is equal distribution. Not that because brain is first class, therefore the blood transformation to the brain should go more. No. Then it will be blood pressure, high blood pressure. This is nature thing. That. But when the energy goes to the brain, it acts differently. When the energy goes to the hands, it acts differently. The electricity energy is the same. But sometimes I watch him on the dictaphone, sometimes on his microphone, sometimes in electric heater, sometimes in refrigerator. The different apparatus are there, but the energy is the same. Yes, in that sense, the communist idea that whatever energy is there, whatever resources are there, it will be equally distributed. Right? That is nature's way. From the body we can understand. When we in Buddha turns into secretion, goes to the heart, and becomes blood, the blood is transfused through different veins, different parts of the body, and in fact, every body is satisfied.
When you say equal share, in certain things like food, I think that would probably be true of the general approach of...
I am not thinking of the food.
I am
speaking of the benefit. Benefit should be equally there. Now, benefit means, suppose you can eat more than me. You can eat, say, half a pound of foodstuff. Or I can eat 1 pound foodstuff. So, to give me food, 1 pound, and to give him food, 1 pound. That is equal. Because I require something. Similarly, the benefit must be equal. As far as you require, I require, therefore we call it benefit. Then it's not, I would say, discrimination in deriving the benefit out of the energy produced in the body. Then everything is perfect. And if the brain works nicely, if the arms work nicely, if the stomach works nicely, and the less what life is, then you are healthy body, you can do anything with
it. And in taking the analogy in terms of the world society, you have a society which is properly integrated and properly balanced. This is an idea which is by no means alien to
the that if we take simply care of the fourth class division of the society.
Yes.
Do not take care of the first class division of the society. Then, in spite of taking care of the fourth class society, it will not grow very nice. Because the brain is not in order.
I think that, in fact, that my organization is really intimately connected.
What's my point? You are taking of the labor. Well, that is just like the place.
Well, labor, in fact, means any kind of work, any kind of activity, any kind of occupational activity that brings in.
But you cannot say any kind of activities, but everyone has got particular type of it.
What's that?
You cannot say, I can do any kind of work. I can give you advice, our spiritual advice. But if you require medical advice, then you have to go to somebody else.
Yeah.
You cannot expect medical advice from me. So this is not a fact that everyone can do anything.
No.
There must be division. And each division must be maintained very nicely, then the whole society is ordered.
That I would agree with. And my organization...
Perhaps one difference is that when we speak about the first class, or the head division, the intellectual class, we're speaking about a class that is people who belong to that class by qualification. Not simply that they have some title, that they are professor, or that they are scholar. They have to be properly qualified.
It's difficult to be a professor or a doctor unless you have some kind of qualification.
Well, he says it's difficult to be any kind of doctor or professor unless you are properly qualified.
No, he's fine to right. Unless he has got the medical degrees, unless he's educated. Huh? He also says that's it. Unless one is sufficiently educated in medical science or legal science, he cannot be sent a medical man or a legal man.
See, my organization represents all the states in the world, practically, all the states of any importance in the world, with the exception of the Shula, Monaco, and San Marino, and Andorra, and that kind of thing. And through my organization, the states of the world, and that doesn't only mean governments, express their concern and endeavor to improve the lot of all of the people who are active in some way in the economy and in modern society. These may be professional workers. We don't deal with medical doctors because that is the province of the World Health Organization. We don't deal with teachers. And university professors and philosophers and so on, because that is more the province of UNESCO, and they deal with it very thoroughly. We don't deal exclusively, we don't deal by any means fully with the actual production of foodstuffs. This is the FAO, the Food and Agriculture Organization, that does this. What we do, we look after the rewards that people get for the work they do in the ordinary way of life as employees in offices, in banks, in commerce, in shops, in trading. We are very interested in developing rural areas and in improving the lot of the rural worker, so that the rural worker will no longer be under a disadvantage by comparison with the workers in the towns. That they will have proper facilities, proper leisure, and proper opportunities for self-improvement in the public
world. I'm not saying this answer. In America, the liberal class is very highly paid. Anyone, any liberal class man can earn $25 or $50 a day. Very easily. But because there is no direction of the brain, these liberal class of men, I have seen, they, especially these Negroes, they 51% of their drunkards, they spend their money in drinking. They do not know how to utilize the money. Because the brain is not giving direction. They have no brain. They have got so much money, how is it utilized? As soon as he gets money, he uses it for drinking. You may think that you are sufficiently paying to the labor class, worker class. But because he is not guided by brain, he is misspending the money.
We are interested in that too. We are interested in that too. We don't want to tell people how to spend their money. We think that this would be an
incredible brain. Because he is not guided by the brain, he will misspend and create disturbance in the society.
Well, we try to look after that in an indirect way. We don't tell people how to spend their money. We don't tell them what to do in their free time. We do try to make sure that they have proper facilities for leisure, that they have proper opportunities, sports grounds, swimming pools and so forth, although that's not our primary concern. But what we do try to do, and this will interest you very much, we have a very big program concerned with workers' education. We endeavor to provide programs of education to the worker in teaching him how to understand the problems of modern industry, to understand the problems of management, the people on the other side of the table, of the bargaining table, to understand how to read a balance sheet, for example, in a company, to understand what are the problems that face the management as distinct from the workers in a firm, to understand the basic rudiments of economics and finance, and that kind of thing. And this is a very highly developed program which is addressed to adult workers. Now, clearly, if a man wants to drink, he wants to drink. But we feel, we then are interested in the drink particularly, especially in that it represents a hazard at work. When it represents a hazard at work and it may be dangerous to the man in his occupation, there of course we are interested in it and we try to limit it in such ways as it's possible to limit it. But
Rupanuga Maharaj, one of our students, before joining the movement, was a social worker. And he told me once a story about a particular case of a woman who was in a very destitute position. Her husband was in the hospital. She had five children, and one was so many problems were there. And Rupanuga was going and giving her weekly money from the government welfare check. And one day he came unexpectedly, because part of the job was to see how they were using the money. And he found her there in her apartment with a strange man and drugs and alcohol on the floors and the children running naked. And he was obliged to stop giving her the money. Simply because there had been no proper use of it, there was no point in giving it. It was not doing her any good. To improve her situation superficially wasn't improving the situation at all.
Yes. Well, of course, it's only by a long-term, general program of cultural improvement that you can hope to overcome that kind of problem. Now, on the other hand, it would be, I think, wrong to argue from that experience that the provision of welfare benefits to all people who are destitute should be stopped, you see. It's true that these people are abused. It's true that these are abused. But the fact is that a good thing is abused doesn't turn it into a bad thing.
No, that's not the point. The point is that everyone should be guided by the brain. Therefore, the brain must be maintained.
Well, as I say, to the extent that it has a bearing on improving a man's position in his job, improving his skills at work, and improving his ability to represent his fellow men in trade unions, and that kind of thing, we are concerned with it. We're concerned with generally improving his general culture, his general education, and in particular his education as a worker in relation to industrial and trade union life in general. We hope that by this means a man will improve his status, and by improving his status he'll have other things to think about than just getting drunk.
So that's we find that in our society all of our men, in whatever particular capacity of work they have, are now 100 times more productive than they were before they came to Krishna consciousness. Simply because now they have found peace and self, and therefore they're in a better position to execute their prescribed duties successfully.
Are you saying they do more work?
Yes.
No. I'm walking like ass without any injuries. It's like that. The most hard working animal, but it has no intelligence.
You see?
So we don't want that. We want working with intelligence. And that is it.
Well, as I said, to that extent, we do try to improve a man's understanding. A man's understanding of the world. I agree that the developed world, the industrialized world,
he is not guided by the brain. Or if he has no brain, so what is understanding? Understanding that I've got money, I've got things, that's all.
So. Yes. Of course, one can't force a man to be governed by his brain either. He can't force a man to use his brain.
He has a brain. In that dimension, how do world society should keep a class of men who act as brain and guide everyone so that everyone becomes happy?
That is our movement. I think that's a valid point, because it has always been found in every society that there is a need for a priestly class, or a class of philosophical leaders of one kind or another. And in fact, this is recognized in the whole of the world society. I think not only in the West, but in the East too. There's a need for
the priestly class. Priestly society. They are arranging by biblical invention, according to their hymns. Just like in the Bible, the invention is, thou shalt not kill. But the priestly class, and all classes, they simply kill. So how they come back? They are keeping regular slaughterhouse for killing. So, how's it going, guys? I have asked so many Christian gentlemen, including priests, and they call your Indian families, that thou shalt not kill. That is Lord Jesus Christ's order. Why you are violating this? They give me vague answers. Directly it is 10,000 and three. And the whole world is simply killing poor animals and killing after their slaughterhouse.
Well, I suppose that adopting the principle that you yourself advocated just now. You said that that the proper society is one which is
based on bread.
That the whole world, apart from human beings, the animal world is entirely composed of beings that eat one another. The only beings that have ever eaten are whales and elephants. All the others are eaten by some bigger animal. And I suppose that the justification that they have for maintaining slaughterhouses is just a cleaner way of killing than for a lion to jump on the back of an antelope.
That's
a cleaner way of killing.
It is the natural order that all animals, there are many species of animals that eat flesh.
Yeah.
And that man is simply following the natural order.
Natural, that means he should become animal. Like he should be eaten as the animal. That is man's problem.
That's no doubt the rational.
I understand, but what? That we also say. That any living entity has to live by eating animal living. That is natural. Jiva, jiva, to jiva no. It is said in the very details.
Yeah.
That one living entity is the food for another living.
That's true.
But when you come to the form of human being, you should have this fullness.
Yes.
If you have no discrimination, simply live like animal, then when the difference? My only point is the lack of brain. Human being, they have been given by nature. They are also like the fruits, the vegetables, the food plants, the meal, and the sugar, they have got enough food value, and human beings should be satisfied within this group. Why they should maintain certain house and do not think that they are not sinful and still they want to be happy without caring for God? That is lack of brain.
My organization is not directly concerned with giving people brains.
Organization may not be directly concerned.
It's not giving people brains.
But
the
human society, if it is brainless, the higher organization you may make, it will never become happy.
But it's concerned with taking away the obstacles that prevent people from obtaining brains.
Oh,
one of the obstacles is just plain poverty. One of the obstacles is overwork.
A human being should be considered. Everyone has got vigor. Either he is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, it doesn't matter. There must be discrimination between sinful activities and pious activities.
Yes.
Human beings should be engaged for pious activities, not for sinful activities. That is human society. If a human being does not discriminate what is pious activity and what is sinful activity, that means lack of brain. He has no brain, he is no better than the animal.
Well, indeed, perhaps to make it clear for you, one of the natural results of this system is that a man that might be considered today impoverished, as you were mentioning, for example, some of the problems, a poor man, by our standards, is not necessarily poor if he is Krishna conscious. For example, in the Vedic culture, we are learning that a man is considered to be wealthy if he simply has a small patch of land and a cow and God consciousness. Because his God consciousness will lead him to be satisfied by growing his own foods, taking milk from the cow. This is wealth according to Vedic standards.
That's what the cow is specially recommended. Guru cow. It is a very important animal to this society. If those who are meat eaters, they can eat the hogs and dogs, they can eat. The basic intention is not private interest. If you have children, actually a human being does not require to eat meat. He has got many other substitutes. But still, if he wants to eat, let him eat. Let him call an animal. Let go. Fall. From the social point of view, let's go eat it. That's why came cows. It is very, very such a nice, beautiful food, milk. Not only milk, it's according to Vedic system. The cow is so important, even the urine, even the stool of cow is important. From moral point of view, you are drinking the milk of cow, and after that you are sending to the center. Do you like to send your mother to the center? And the bull is living, producing your food. Nowadays they have invented tractor or engaging sometime horse. But in India state, the bulls are engaged for tilling the ground, the field, and producing. So, from moral sense, the bull is producing your food, and the cow is giving milk to you. Therefore, father and mother. Just like father produces food for the children, and mother gives the milk. So, if the human society has not this simple brain of understanding, then where is brain?
So, when you speak of the distinction to be made between past activities and simple activities,
He is already there. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, as it says, those who are interested in producing means of living or foodstuff in the society, say the mercantile, the agriculture, they should give protection to the cows. That is very essential. The milk is so important thing. If you get now we have in your Western country we have introduced such ideas in West Virginia. We have started one community project where we are killing cows also. Cows are giving more milk than in other farms. That's so junior. Even up to 80 pounds milk they are giving. Because they know that these people will not kill them. They know it. They are very happy. You don't kill their calves. In other farms, that's why the calf is there in front of the mother, they are killed. So, if these things go on without any brain, without any intelligence, you may make hundreds of organizations. The society will never be happy. This is our point.
Your point was that the people need to be taught what is sin and what is pious activity.
They can't be accused of engaging in sinful activities. They don't think that what they're doing is sinful.
Therefore, they have no knowledge what is sinful. Simply by instruction, don't do something sinful. They must know. We did in the beginning in our society. These are sinful activities. What is that? Meat eating. Sinful. And gambling. Illicit sex. And intoxication. You must be. All these European American boys, they are habituated to all these things from the very birth. They did not know. They are sinful. But since they have come to me, I say these things are sinful. And just compare with their character, their gift. Jai Jai Sahasana Mai Mama Maya Dhuvatraya Mahavivaja Prabhadam Timayana. So you must know what is the law of nature, what nature wants. Nature does not want at least human beings should be sinful. Then you will be punished.
I think that there, in your philosophy, there must be a very large number of points of coincidence with the more materialist activities that we engage in. that just kind of give people a fair share of the material things of life, and proper wages, decent houses, decent opportunities for feeding and for leisure.
Yet all of us be there, but without proper instruction simultaneously as to what is the goal of life.
Yes, but I don't think you can properly expect to indoctrinate people. I don't think at least you can't expect an international organization to indoctrinate people at the national level. I'm sure that the...
No, it's not national, it should be international.
Well, yes.
That's that everyone, in the international, it is meant for international activity. Our only proposition is that as the international organization, even in United Nations, they should keep a class of men who should act as brain. That is enough.
Well,
without brain, simply make some hands working, no direction. That is not very good.
I think we have to see the Secretary of the United Nations and the United Nations family of organizations, not so much as leaders and bosses and generals, if you like, but rather as the servants of mankind. I don't consider myself to be a leader. I'm very much a servant of mankind with a view to helping people to reduce the differences between them, with a view to helping people to understand one another better. In my own particular branch in which I'm concerned, we endeavour to make people understand one another in the manner of an interpreter, if you like, to show that they can allow people to speak and understand one another, and to enable them to comprehend each other's problems and understand that
there is actual brain. There's no problem. Just like he has got good brain. I want to take this thing in my pocket. But if I have got brain, then this is spinning. Then I can refrain from it. But he's very thin. It is lying here, I can take from it.
I think that your effort of philosophy and teaching must really be directed in the present state of affairs where countries are organized in the form of national states, must really be directed to the national leaders, the government, the people who exercise temporal and spiritual power in the various sovereign states. The United Nations is a forum for these sovereign states. The International Labour Organization is a forum for the sovereign states on certain subjects related to labour.
Our point is the same. You just try to understand. If you can organize so many, but if there is lack of brain, the brain is not in order, then any amount of sub-organization will never be successful. That is my
point. Yes, but some people are better endowed with brains than others. Some people haven't got brains or not much brains.
But I think the direction must have brains.
Then, this is the work of the first class man, this is the work of the second class man, this is just like any organization, any office, these are for this man, the class, these are meant for the superintendent, this man meant for me. Everyone, they have to organize. Not that anyone should work individually. No. There must be a managing board, managing director. He is being director. Under his direction, everyone is organized. So the United Nations, such as this was organized for the total benefit of the human society, but there is no department which is actually can be called the brain of the nation. That's true. That's true. That is my point.
To the services that you know of the membership of the international of the states of the world, if the governments of the states of the world, if Mr. Mr. Giscard's dad, Mr. Nixon, and Mr. Wilson, and all the others don't have brains, then I'm afraid the United Nations can do nothing to give them brains.
Well,
it has to be, we are only the servants of these people. What we try and do is
get
together and help them understand.
Let them understand what they should do, what they should not do. This must
be. We will try to do it to the extent that it is possible for the Secretariat to state and evolve a philosophy. We do try to do it, but of course, we can't adopt a completely radical approach. We do what we can in the memory of a good servant and the memory of a good steward to try and help the leaders along the right path and the right direction. Another one, great. I thank you very much indeed for this audience. It's been very kind of you.
I made you mad after all so many things.
It has been very interesting indeed, and I thank you very much indeed for giving me
I'm very much. I was strict on this point that if the society does not know what is sinful and what is bad, it is all useless.
Well, let's hope that there will be a.
You can give a decoration. That he described the decoration of the dead body. Anyone who has no brain, lost all brain, it is a dead body. So, the dead body, you can decorate to your full satisfaction. But what is the use of decorating a dead body?
Well, thank you very much.
I have to go because I have a... If you wait a few minutes, one condition is that we always offer our guests prasad and foodstuffs that we prepared.
Thank you very much.
This one, they're very short. I have to...
Well, brother, you are downstairs.
May I?
Thank you very much, sir. It's very kind of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They come and they put forward their idea, and if you don't like it, if you like it, they'll break it, then they have their own idea.
Why did you don't say?
I'm taking hands.
From the result, you see, nobody likes it. What did you say? You have big scientists, big qualities, and big people. Where is the people are happy? They're simply fighting. Recently, in Rome, Italy, the communist and the fascist part, and 6 innocent person died. So where is the benefit of this energy? They do not have really brain. Manufacturing something, concocting something. Where is the brain? They are not discriminated. It is simple activity. And why has to be? Is it? Am I any sane man will admit it? Me, cow is giving me, mother, and bull is producing food, his father, and they are being killed. Is that human society? How they can be there. This is a part of it. Regularly they are going to slaughter, especially for the cows and bulls. Why didn't you slaughter the dogs and horses and eat? You don't need to eat them. There are many meat eaters who eat dogs. Dog is useless, you can eat. A family of singles. They're eating also long and hard. Missing. Whatever they
his point was that they can, he was thinking that man had the capacity for resolving his own problems, simply he had to come together and organize.
Yeah, that is he, he had to organize. Why do they not think of these things?
There's no direction.
There's no brain. There's no brain. Therefore, from the last, why the last 20 years, before that, in our younger days, in League of Nations, that was formulated in 1890. So they are trying to unite the whole nation under different names for 18, but for other years. So, for the more than 55, 60 years, they are all good brains of the nation. What they have done? That means they have no brains. The problems are increasing. And it's now decreasing the problem. They are increasing.
Use the example that in the United States.
Now there are fights between two opposite nations. Now within the nation there are so many opposite parties there. So instead of nationwide, it has become homely affair. My home, your home, right? Yes. All they belong to the same place. So what is the improvement? Now in Italy, the Fascist Party and the Communist Party, they fought. And so many people died. So this will increase, increasing. Parties. The wealthy. Brain.
So then the first point is to educate people who they are serving, who they are working for.
Yes. First of all, there must be a class of men, ideal men, brain, people in poverty. My quest is therefore that you should become ideal men. He fight. Now, there is fighting amongst us. That is a very disappointment to me. The same politics in peace. The nature is so strong that brain becomes for his power. That brain becomes diminished.
I remember when we walked in Vrindavan, Mr. Weinberg said that there should be no politics in our society, because the Vaishnava means one who wants to help others become happy.
Now politics is coming. As soon as they're getting money, the politics come. And that is a great concern.
What will happen to our temples in the cities? Will we keep them?
Uh-huh.
Our temples, and the big temples we have in our
nation. We have to go everywhere. Wherever there is opportunity to instruct about this spiritual subject matter, we are going. We should not have such discrimination. The city should be neglected. No. Why? They are the human beings. They misled. So we have to give them little instruction. Everywhere. The city, there is possibly, whatever we have corrected our men, there is some city or some village. So what is the neglect city? Where is the question?
all hobgoblin. The only last one who has said, dressing the devil, developing the devil. The society has no brain. That is dead body. When a man's brain is gone, his dead body may be living. There's no use. It's a man. He's got life. That's what is the use of that life? He's not dead. Because his brain is dead. Is it not? So the brain is lost, brain is dead, therefore it is dead body. That is the distinction between living body and dead body. The living man has got brain, he can walk with his brain. And the dead body, the body is there. Why is called death? His brain is not working. Brain is dead. That is the difference. There is a hand is there, the dead man has lost a hand. The leg is there, the dead man has a leg. But why the hand is there? Because the brain is there.
It is that the Shukra class of men should be trained that they are serving either God or a God conscious leader, or should they be educated to feel that their work is for God?
Yes, provided you are for God, they will see enough. If you simply teach them, you do not do anything. And then how they learn? Upon your actually provision. When they actually see that this plane is dedicated to God, then they do automatically.
They're making big organizations, but they're not giving an example to the people.
Everyone is concocting some ideas. And they are going on as different organizations. No standard idea. The standard idea is there in the Bhagavad Gita. That cows should be in protection. Gurus. This holiness. Everyone is making plans how to kill cows in a more scientific way. This man, who is taking the instruction of Bhagavad Gita? Nobody is taking. Even in India, where Bhagavad Gita is given, is that first person taking? They have become so brainless. Therefore, the whole human society is a dead society. And the dead society is dressing the character. It's useless waste of time. Their education, their apartment, they have no bread. What is the use of it? That is said. By Charaka Pandit. The snake is a snake. Do you think a snake decorated with a jewel on the hood is gentleman? Similarly, a man without brain, so called education, is left with a jewel on the head of a serpent. He must hold no bhayankara. Charaka Pandit is arm. Whether a snake, a jewel on the head, is not fearful, is as much fearful as the other snake without the jewel. Similarly, if a human being has no brain, with his so-called education, no education, it is as good. If the education has no value. He does not know. What is good work, what is bad work, what is my aim of life? What is this body, what is this soul? If these things he does not know, then what is the value of his education?
So the man is not satisfied.
He's in a hurry to get out.
Oh, yes, he asked me to for me to excuse him to you. He had a meeting to go to.
I would say if he has no bread, what is he going to eat? How are all of you? Sameer Brahma Shakkari, Sanskruta Purusha Pasu. Men are like dogs, hogs, camels, and assets. What they do? Meeting of the dogs, hogs, camels, and assets will be any beneficial to the society. We are very pessimistic. And our conclusion is that anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is not all having as it is. No brain. Anyone has got brain, have to eat, have to sleep, have to have sex. So these people, they have got brain for that purpose. Then they are doing this. Actually, they do not know what is the aim of life. Why people should be educated? Why human society should be organized? They do not. Vairatama, enamored by these big buildings. Yes. Oh, they are so important. And actually, the common man comes to European and American city. And this means they are piling up stones and bricks. This is the richness. What is there in the richness here? But people are common men, they think that this piling of bricks and stones is real serious. What do you think? Is that real serious?
No.
Piling up bricks and stones, heaps of stones and bricks. There is the emblem of civilization. They are seen, no man has seen. They also pile like that. You know, they are gone, where they are gone? Why they left? Why they don't like to leave? That nobody could. And if he has got a different body, if he's living in that house with cats and dogs and rats and ants, then what benefit he has left? Very spotless. If he has got an attraction for the body, for your house, that you are not going to get a human body, then you will have to take your bath in that place. As tree, as plant, as real rat, or cat, ant, and to this. Nature will give it advantage, but you must get the body according to your power. That is another balance. Well, this has discussed. As soon as you shall see, gentlemen like that, they will say, I was missing.
Yes, not you.
And they come to real proposition, immediately they want to do. This is their brain.
Every time a gentleman like that comes, when a man like that comes, and we get too close to the point about Krishna consciousness, they seem to become afraid.
Well, as many as this question came, he became sorry. He has no answer if we want to go today. Why Christians are saying? Anyone I raise this question, immediately it's even talk, mumble, dumb.
Krishna community are there are so many. In fact, the majority of human society are Krishna. They are the persons who are indulgent in giving. Where is Krishna? Judging from the Ten Commandments, there is not a single Krishna. Not a single. And still, they are going, the Pope, the Cardinals, the priest, the church, all simply so bubbles, that's all. There is no life. That's what it is meaning. The perfection is just this, shortened, distant chance. Nobody was come, therefore it was short. And now, there is no place. Clap on it, do it. Then life is lost in this time. Nobody is interested. No more. And then within 2 years it will be lost. But the last thing I've seen in England, nobody is going to church. All churches have been closed. How long you teach? Well, sis, how about it?
So they have the philosophy that generally when we ask them that God created the world for us to enjoy.
Huh?
They have the philosophy that God created the world for us to enjoy. This is what the Christian generally says. That the world is made for us to enjoy.
And in that just means that we enjoy things. Did God give that document that you enjoy as you like things? Enjoy. Then prescription. You enjoy to the prescription. God says, Tena taktena bhunjita. Not the prasati dhanam. You simply enjoy what is allotted to you. Don't encroach upon others. No, it's really God in you. Enjoy. He has human being. Enjoy. Right? Huh? He has God. Whose blends, whose flowers, wings. Enjoy that. How about Krishna? Enjoy that. Why should you kill anyone? That is God's. Tena taktena. He says, Patan to Sampanam Toya. Why do you go to kill anyone? That is anger. That means you suffer. That is your suffering. You are creating suffering. So this man is at least informed that there are no brains.
Maybe he will tell them at his meeting.
But he could not defend that he has got brain, yes.
No.
So, have I this man declared very, very big? We know that you have no brain. You are as good as any. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Savirvara. These classes are men, and look at them, these dwarfs, hogs, and heavens, and heads. Bhagavata school will not have to be tested as a human being. They're so strict. If one is not on the platform of all consciousness, he's not human being. And then, this is fair. But we should not hate the animal because our mission is to bring them to the human consciousness. You cannot expect that your audience should be all highly blessed No. Preaching is required because they are not there. Therefore, your duty is to tolerate all the difficulties and bring them to the sense of prayer. Not that these people are animals, we shall not mix with them. Then you have no missionary activity. Then you sit down in a place and chant for reason. Then don't go in centers. And very often things, if we meet a Buddha Thakur, then we have chant and do nothing. Then the Maya, the woman, they are very expert. They could not conquer what Buddha Thakur, but you conquer up on him. And become victim. Then we have to be as active. We cannot imitate this. Anyone who has imitated the Buddha Thakur, he has fallen. Is one, the last person. But he is imitating the highest personality for which he is not picked. Therefore, he is in problem. When by preaching, by chanting, it is expired. That is possible. So, why that Bhagavan is coming or not?
He missed his airplane.
Missed his airplane.
And now he's supposed to come very, very soon. In about a half an hour. I think there will be many people this evening.